So, one of the reasons that I first stumbled upon GWA is that it has been quite a while since I've gotten laid. It's been nearly a year, which I know people have gone longer, and I hope not, but I might have to go longer. The thing is, pretty sure this is the longest I've gone without a cock somewhere inside me since I lost my virginity. It's a really sad thing because I love cock. And I think I might be able to tide myself over from getting really truly laid and impaled on a dick. If only I had a dick in my mouth. I love giving head. I know some people say that just to sound more attractive, or I don't know, but god damn it, do I love it. Seeing a nice hard cock standing at attention for me right in front of my face. Maybe even a little bit of pre-cum at the very tip already, in anticipation of what I'm gonna do to it. Just, it's the most delicious thing in the world. That salty taste of skin. Maybe a little musty. It's got a nice sex smell to it too. I like to tease a little bit first, you know, around my nose and brush my lips against the place where your thighs and your pelvis meet, so tantalizingly close to your dick, yet so far. So very far. And then sometimes I'll scratch your chest and your stomach a little bit as I nuzzle your cock and your balls with my face. Just nuzzle. Maybe breathe lightly on them. Just rub their softness against the soft skin of my cheek. And then probably grab your ass. I like boys' asses. I like having them in my hands, gripping them tightly. They're nice and firm. And then I'll probably bite lightly up and down the inside of your thigh, from the top of your thigh to the bottom, from your groin to your knee, and back again. Slowly, tantalizingly. Sometimes maybe flicking my tongue out instead of giving you a little nip. Sorry, I've got my vibrator on. I might get a little distracted as I'm telling you about what I want to do to your dick. But don't worry, I'll get there. So, I'll probably nuzzle your dick again just because I like the way it feels on my cheek. I like getting it real nice and close to my face before I let you feel my warm, wet mouth on it. I'll start to stroke you up and down, the firm hand starting at the base. Slow and steady, up and down, as my face and my mouth go underneath, and pay attention to your beautiful balls. Take a nice, deep inhale. I love the smell of your skin. I love the smell. That unmistakable yet indescribable smell of your desire for me. And then I'll lick your scrotum in the very middle from back to front, lightly, tantalizingly. And then I'll lick your left ball. I won't suck it into my mouth, not yet. But I'll lick it all over. It's nice and wet. Don't worry, I won't forget the right one. I'll do the same thing on your right one. And then I'll kiss up that short distance from your balls to the base of your cock. And I'll run the tip of my cute little nose along that ridge on the underside of your cock from the base to the tip. And I'll look at you and you'll look at me. You're wondering, what is she doing to me? Why am I not inside her mouth yet? But good things come to those who wait, baby. Just wait. And your cock's twitching just a little in anticipation. I like that little twitch. You're not even entirely in control of your own body at this point.
It's fine. So then I'll grasp your dick firmly in my hand. And I'll lift it up just slightly. So I'm looking at the underside of it again. And the flat, firm tongue. I'll lick it from the base to the tip, like the most delicious popsicle I've ever had. Oh, I like to do that. I don't know why, it's just fun getting it all nice and wet. Getting that taste just introduced to my mouth.
I don't know.
Maybe I just miss popsicles sometimes. Who knows?
Oh. Maybe I should turn this off for a second.
I don't know. What do you think? Oh, maybe I should just change the tempo.
That might be more distracting. I don't know.
Anyway, so
try to do that
maybe twice or three times.
Just pre-cum
from the little hole by my tip of my tongue in there to get every little last drop that's come out so far. And then, because I know you've waited patiently, baby, I know you've waited. I'll take your head into my mouth. Just the head, and I'll circle my tongue around it while I've got you enveloped between my lips. And then all of a sudden, I'll just dive right in, and I'll deep throat you, taking you all the way in. So you can feel the back of my throat. Oh my god, a little bit. Oh, but it's worth it. Oh, I love the taste of good. Why is the hard cock in my mouth? Oh god, I need one so badly in my mouth. Fuck. Put your dick in my mouth. As I deep throat you for 5 seconds or so, I'll pull up slowly. Making that nice popping noise that comes when I release it, because I've just been sucking so deep. There's no air left in there. And then I take my time again with your beautiful, beautiful cock, because your cock is mine. I haven't had one in so long. I'm gonna do what I want with it. I'm gonna take my sweet time, and you're gonna fucking love it. So, where was I? I'm gonna explore that mushroom head of your beautiful dick. I'm gonna run my tongue on the underside, right where the head meets the shaft. I'm gonna run it all the way around the very tip of my tongue. I'm gonna explore every inch, every little speck of skin on your dick. I leave no stone unturned. I might pop the head in my mouth again just for a hot second. And this thing I do, where I suck on it like it were a straw and I'm trying to get to the bottom of a milkshake. And then I'll lick it like a popsicle again. And then, because I know
that I still need to give you what you want, even though I'm also giving me what I want. I start bobbing my mouth up and down on your cock. And I don't know if other people do this, but I like to twist my head from side to side when I bob up and down on your dick with my mouth. Kind of like warm, wet hurricane on your cock, but in the best way. I hope that makes sense. I hope you can picture what I'm trying to describe to you. It tastes so good, your dick. Fuck yeah. And sometimes I moan a little bit while I'm doing it, because I've just waited so long for this cock. And it's so delicious. It's like being denied your favorite dessert for years, and then finally getting it. You want to savor it, but you also want to devour it. And each taste just makes you moan with pleasure. And then hello back to your ball. I'll just exhale slightly on them, maybe whisper the sweet nothings to them about how delicious they look and how much I want their cum. And then I'll take one ball. Suck it into my mouth, and I'll swirl my beautiful tongue around it clockwise and then counterclockwise, and I'll moan deep in my throat, 'cause even your balls taste delicious. And I'll do the other one too. And I know my mouth isn't big enough to get them both in there. And I apologize to them for that. But I'll lick them both at the same time with my warm, flat tongue. And then I'll go back to the shaft of your penis, and I'll kiss it. Slowly. From the tip to the base. When I get to the base, I suck on the underside where that beautiful ridge meets your body. And then I'll do it on the side of the base of your dick, and on the other side. And on the top too, make sure I get every inch. I'm sucking on it almost like I'm trying to give it a hickey. I'm not, I'm just, I want all of you inside of me. I want to taste every inch of you first. And then, like I said, I love that ridge on the underside of your cock. So I'll lick it again. Then I'll run my thumbs up and down it, massaging it a little as I pull back and I just stare at your magnificent penis. And I just smile a little bit to myself. Because it's mine. This dick is mine. It's all mine. That's a good thing. And then I'll do that same thing that I did to the base of your cock. The sucking on it desperately. But I'll do that to that ridge on the underside, up and down. And once I get to the top, I'll suck your head of your dick like the straw of a milkshake again. As I flick my tongue over your head, that sensitive, beautiful head, with that delicious. And then without warning, I'll dive back down and I'll bob my head up and down on that beautiful cock, moaning and swirling my head and my tongue and my hands. As I'm doing it, I use my other hand to push my hair to the side so that I can look at you. So I like the look on your face, that look of ecstasy as I devour your cock. And then as I continue to do this, I'll slow down just a little bit. And I'll cup your balls in my hand. And I'll massage them and cradle them. And I might even walk my fingers back a little farther to that place between your asshole and your ball sack. And just put a little pressure and rub slightly. And then I'll deep throat you again. All the way to the back of my mouth and my throat. And I don't care if I choke, it's worth it. I want your entire dick in my mouth. And I'll do anything to get it. Is that a good place to stop the story? Maybe not. But Maybe I don't care. Maybe I like the idea of you having to imagine the rest yourself. What else would I do? What other tricks do I have down my throat? Maybe you want to tell me. You should. But however way you decide to end the story, you better believe I'm swallowing every last drop of your cum. And then I'm cleaning that beautiful dick up to make sure I didn't miss a spot. Because it has been so long since I had a dick in my mouth that the next time I have one in there, I'll do it right. I hope you had fun.